This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect radio, and it's time to talk sight loss councils. Now, the first sight loss council has launched in Scotland, delivered by Sight Scotland, Sight Scotland Veterans and Visibility Scotland, funded by Thomas Pocklington Trust. This is all following a very successful sight loss council model that has been in place in England for quite a few years. Joining me to talk about this are Emma Hughes, Director of Services at Thomas Pocklington Trust, and Callum Lancashire, the engagement manager for Sight Loss Council in Scotland. Callum and Emma, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Hubert.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Emma, let's start with you. Can you tell us briefly, for people that don't know, what are Sight Loss Councils?
So Sight Loss Councils are groups of blind and partially sighted volunteers that come together and they want to make change happen in their local area, but then also elevate that change into regional and national changes so that everybody can benefit from that.
Callum, let's now come to you. You are Sight Loss Council Engagement Manager for the First Scotland Sight Loss Council. How does it feel to be in the role and what you are particularly looking forward to getting started with?
Yeah, I'm incredibly excited to be taking part of this role, and I feel like this is going to be such a big thing in Scotland. It's definitely something that's been lacking, and by going on all the achievements and accomplishments down in the Sight Loss Councils down south, it's a really exciting time to be in there. I guess we're looking at a lot of the same issues, maybe in a little bit of a different light, but we're looking at sort of accessible travel, transport, healthcare, education and employment, well-being and leisure. So just really rounding out a lot. I think there's a lot of change that does need to happen in Scotland, and blind and partially sighted people are the best to really call out the change and make things better.
Emma, we've talked about the Scottish Sight Loss Councils launching in October during the SLC conference and a bit before that as well. How happy are you to see the first of these Sight Loss Councils actually come to fruition?
Absolutely, Hubert. I mean, we're delighted to be working in partnership with Sight Scotland, Sight Scotland Veterans and Visibility Scotland. And as you said, this is the first time that we've worked with partners to deliver Sight Loss Councils outside of England. So we're really happy to be working with such great organisations, and with Callum leading this work, we're really excited about what can come next and the great people that are going to get involved and get behind it.
You've got your first meeting coming up soon, Callum. How many volunteers has the first Sight Loss Council in Scotland got at the moment?
So fully in, we've got about 5 volunteers now. We had our first launch event last week, so we've had quite a few notes of interest for volunteers there. So I think there was 3 or 4 people have expressed interest and looking to volunteer. I mean, 5 just now, but I'm hoping, yeah, it'll easy be 10 by the end of the week, potentially, with how things are moving up here.
So let's quickly, before we end, let's talk about how people can apply to join the Sight Loss Council. Is the process different in Scotland compared to England?
Because we're up in Scotland and things are a little bit different in Scotland, it's through our volunteering portals. So, but if you go on the Sight Loss Council, the main Sight Loss Council website, or the Sight Scotland Veterans or Visibility Scotland website, there are direct links and information on how you can get involved, how to sign up, and our sort of volunteer forms. And even if that's maybe a bit too much, there's my email address and you could just email me and I'm happy to steer you in the right direction.
And Emma, if you could remind us of the Sight Loss Council's website that people can go to find out more information about Sight Loss Councils, whether it's in England or in Scotland, and if they were interested in joining.
Yes, of course, Hubert. Our website is www.sightlosscouncils.org.uk.
Fantastic. Well, there we go. The first Scotland Sight Loss Council is here. If you are fancying joining and making a change in Scotland, then that is how you go about it. Callum Lancashire, Engagement Manager for Sight Loss Council in Scotland, and Emma Hughes, Director of Services at Thomas Pocklington Trust, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, thank you.
Thanks very much, Hubert.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.